I imagine that you chose this class because you're a person who values nature. You probably feel awe and maybe even stress release or spiritual healing when you're immersed in the wilderness. You might be interested in plants, in birds, or animals. And like me, you're probably concerned about the current state of our environment and humans' role in it. Maybe you feel the need to do something about it. These are the same motivations that provided the foundations to the field of conservation biology. It's different than pure sciences, like genetics, physics, and mathematics, in which the primary goal is the objective, unbiased advancement of knowledge in that field. Knowledge is gained for knowledge's sake, without a value judgment as being good or bad. Conservation biology, on the other hand, is inherently value-driven. It's underlain by the notion that nature has worth, and the science is driven by the value of its preservation. In that way, conservation biology is like medicine, which is driven by the value of preserving human life. So let's leave this beautiful Yosemite Valley behind and talk more about the roots of conservation biology.